Real Ghost Stories Online.
Some people move into a haunted house. Some people visit haunted locations. Some people seek it out, trying to find spirits, ghosts, what have you. But what happens when you move into a house or you go to a location and you bring the spirits with you, BYOS, if you will? Does that make the location haunted, or does that make you haunted? And if you're bringing these spirits to locations with you, can you then make those places haunted if someone decides to stick around on the trip at the destination when you leave? It's an interesting question. And something that a lot of people deal with, themselves being haunted. Not necessarily the building and location, just spirits following them. And them having the ability, the sensitivity to pick up on it far greater than most other living souls. Take a listen. I am a firm believer that there is life after death. I've only ever shared my experiences of the paranormal with my family, who have witnessed these happenings in our house as well. And my best friend, as you meet too many people in life that like to scoff and laugh when you tell them. These unusual happenings have been occurring for as long as I can remember. I'm now in my early 20s. I'll start with one of my earliest memories when I was 3 years old. My family were leaving our local food store, and across the road there was a very old cemetery. I tugged at my dad's hand and pointed to a lady in the cemetery that was dressed in black and white, sitting on a stone slab with her hands clasped in a prayer position. I asked him to look at the lady, and when he looked, there was nobody there, nor was there a stone slab. When I got older, her appearance and clothes began to make sense to me. She was a nun. It has become a bit of a running joke in my family, as she wasn't the first nun I've seen. I must have been 17 when I walked down a street. I've walked 100 times before. A large woman dressed in a nun's attire, muttering to herself, wearing lots of rosaries and crucifixes, walked by me. I've always been drawn to crucifixes, though my family is not religious. That's what I noticed first, the crosses around her neck. It took me a moment to process what I'd just seen as a nun. It's not an unusual occurrence in Scotland. I turned to look behind me as there was no trace of her. It's a straight road, so there was nowhere for her to go. It was then I realized I'd seen a ghost. My dad remembers this incident at the cemetery, though he never believed me at the time. It was only until he started experiencing supernatural occurrences in our home that he started to believe in the paranormal. Further note, I did find out a few years ago, whilst doing some research on our local area, that a nunnery used to stand just behind the cemetery. So to me, that's not a coincidence. Our family home is a real flat, situated in a high-rise block. There are 19 floors in total, and the flats were built during the 1960s, so they're not that old. It's common knowledge, though, that there have been a number of suicides, one of which happened on the floor we lived on. So much has happened in the flat, it would be impossible to list everything, so I'm just going to tell you about the things that stick out most in my mind. When I was a little girl, I remember seeing transparent cat's legs running across the bookcase. My older sister also saw the exact same thing, but on a different occasion. When our last surviving cat, Sweepy, passed away, I was devastated. And I remember this moment just a few weeks or so after her death. I knelt down in the kitchen by the fridge. I remember the distinct cold feeling of a cat rubbing itself against my back. I was wearing a thin school shirt at the time, so I know definitely I felt something rub against me. Months later, we got a kitten, Buffy. She was fast asleep, and we were all in the living room watching TV. Both my sister and I heard a cat meow, but it wasn't a normal meow. It sounded desperate, lost, and to me, it sounded like Sweepy. My dad never heard it, nor did Buffy stir. It does upset me to think that if it is my dead cat, is she still in the flat, wandering around? Does she still come up to us? We just walk on by? A few years later, while I was on my laptop, I remember my sister walking across the living room and she tripped. She looked scared, then told me she had just tripped as she had just seen Sweepy on the carpet, washing itself, and the cat looked up, making eye contact before vanishing. My dad always brushed it off, saying we were imagining things, but one night he came into our room, almost in tears, as he had heard the strange cat's meow. Other people have spoken to that. Live a few floors down, have experienced things also. One man who's sadly passed on now told my dad that he'd found 3 silver crucifixes in his house over a series of months. They weren't his. He'd hear the lift door open in the early hours of the morning and a woman with high heels walking, but they would just stop suddenly. On 2 occasions, we had come back from shopping to find the cats terrified and cat litter and cat food strewn around the living room. There's a spare room that we use mostly for storage, but no one likes going in there, especially at night, as there's a heavy, oppressive atmosphere. I used to write a lot of fan fictions to entertain myself as a teen, and I'd sit in that room during the day on my laptop to get peace and quiet. I'd read out what I'd written, and as strange as it sounds, it felt as if someone was with me. Not in a frightening way, but as if they were keeping me company, listening to me talk. My dad always had a go at me for using too much electricity and burning the light bulb and told me to sit in the living room with everyone else, but I refused. I would sit in that room in the dark with just the light coming from the screen of my laptop, but I wasn't afraid. I just felt as if I was at ease, as if someone was with me, and they were quite happy sitting with me, listening to me read out my stories. Eventually, my dad had enough and was getting freaked out by the idea of me sitting in that room by myself in the pitch dark, as he kept saying, "There's something negative in that room." So he made me sit in the living room from then on. Years after, I was coming down the hall looking for my sister, and I saw a shadow of a figure in a spare room on the wall, and I called my sister's name. The shadow suddenly moved back out of sight, as I wasn't meant to see it. Suddenly, my sister came out of her room, and I told her what happened. We went into the spare room, and it was empty. Whenever we talk about it now, I always say I got the feeling whoever it was didn't want to scare me, that I wasn't meant to see him or her. That's why they tried to move out of sight. I do think there's a number of entities that inhabit our house, as my dad and sister have both heard a man heavy breathing from the spare room. My sister, when she was 7 years old, saw a teenage girl standing in our hall dressed in jeans and a checkered shirt, then disappear. My dad and sister have also seen a silver cat on a few occasions. One night I woke up in the middle of the night feeling someone stroke my back, but I can only describe it in a motherly way. Instantly I felt a terrible fear, as I knew no one was in my room, but suddenly a feeling of calm overwhelmed me, and I fell back asleep. In late 2009, my sister shouted on me in a panic. I ran to the living room, and she told me the bookcase cabinets had been rattling by themselves. I sat down for about a minute, and it happened again. Suddenly, only what I can describe was a flash of white light in the kitchen doorway. And there was a great feeling of electricity, static in the air. My sister was terrified, but somehow I wasn't. I was more intrigued and stood under the doorway. The static feeling stayed there for a good 5 minutes before completely fading away. My mom and dad got divorced when I was 11, and my mom got her own place. I would stay on the weekends, and one weekend, when I was 14, I had the overwhelming feeling of being followed. Remember, I kept turning around while walking to my mom's, and the air about 10 feet behind me looked hazy, and it had a human shape. It was only after this time I started to feel as if there was something in my mom's house. I got to the point I refused to sleep in my room and would sleep in my mom's room. My mom had got a new cat, Tigger. One afternoon, he ran into my room. I freaked and ran after him, desperate to get him out of there. When I saw him on the back of my 2-seater chair, his back legs were being pulled up and down by an invisible someone, and he looked terrified. My PlayStation was on the table, and the power suddenly came on by itself. I grabbed the cat and ran out of there. After a few months, I started to sleep in the room again. My mom would have to sleep in the spare bed next to mine. She'd always wait until I fell asleep, then disappear back into her own room. I woke up one morning and looked out into the hall where a mirror was hung, which reflected to the front door. For some reason, I was drawn to the mirror and wouldn't look away. Suddenly, I saw a figure in the mirror. It was a peach-colored head and shoulders, no hair, features or clothes, but it passed through the front door in the mirror. It was, if the entity that had moved into my mom's house was letting me know that it was leaving, but after I had seen it, I was shaking and couldn't stop crying. I was that frightened. I've now since moved out. My family home and visits to my family happen on the weekends. One night I stayed over in my old room with my sister. I was having a dream when I heard the sound of a bell, which I can only describe as angelic, when it was going towards the white light. Suddenly I woke up and I heard the bell ring out a further two times. And I just attributed it to a dream, but my sister also heard it, and it was loud enough for my dad to hear in the next room. Never experienced anything like it before. It sounded pure, as if it was from heaven itself. I've read online other people have heard the sound of bells. I do not believe that it's just the house itself that's haunted. I believe that my family and I are sensitive, that it is genetic, us being able to see these things. Outside, I've seen flashes of people that disappear. I was on a bus one time that takes us to a nearby seaside town. It's like a 2-hour trip. I saw a Hispanic-looking woman reflected in the rearview mirror of the driver's cab. The driver was a man. She had sunglasses, red lipstick, black hair, pulled back into a ponytail. She wasn't a passenger, and I remember looking over the seat trying to find her, but she wasn't on the bus. But I could still see her in the mirror, as if she was sitting on the bus. After that, a horrible feeling washed over me, and I slid down on my feet as far as I could until she was no longer in my eyeline. That same bus, my sister had a paranormal experience. It was night, and she was coming back with my dad. Just another woman sitting behind them, and no one else. My sister heard a little boy's voice call out, "Mummy!" right in her ear. I've experienced two odd things at my work, a large office building I've been employed in the last 4 years. One night I was leaving with some of my colleagues. I went to push the ladies' bathroom door open, and I felt someone push the door shut from the other side with a lot of force. I naturally assumed perhaps someone was getting changed in the sink area. So I hung around in the corridor for about a minute. One of my colleagues appeared asking me if I was waiting for someone. I told her someone was in the bathroom and had shut the door on me. She looked at me strangely, pushed open the door, and no problem. Inside, all three cubicles were empty, and I was stunned as no one was in there, but there's no doubt in my mind someone had shut that door on me. A few months later, I was sitting with two guys I worked with in the canteen. We were just talking normally when one of these guys suddenly jumped and looked frightened. He went on to say that he had just heard a man moaning right in his ear. Lately, on a few occasions, I've been in a cubicle and I've heard the taps, which can only come on when you sweep your hand under a sensor. Come on, and when I come outside, the taps are still running, but no one's there. Recently, in my mom's new house, odd things have started happening. Lights are turning themselves on, scratching at her bedroom door. She doesn't like talking about it, as she says. It encourages these things to happen. I'd stayed over on a camp bed one night in her living room, and at 3 a.m, I heard a loud bang, and my entire bed shuddered as if someone had slammed the headboard. A cat leapt off the bed and hit himself, and there was a feeling of static electricity in the air. I sat up the entire night, unable to get back to sleep, until the light drifted in and the heavy feeling left. The flat I'm living in right now, nothing first happened. I didn't feel anything there, but one night I was woken with crashing and dragging sounds coming from my bathroom. I was too scared to open the door and was trying to convince myself it might be a mouse. But eventually I opened the door, armed with a hairdryer, and nothing had been moved. Fast forward to this year, I've seen my full-length mirror shift forward right in front of me. My hairdryer moves by itself. The road I live on is filled with old Victorian houses and is very secluded. My best friend refuses to walk down it at night and goes the long way around as she gets a bad feeling. One time I was coming back from our local Tesco about 4 p.m. I was just passing the house next to mine when I felt someone's presence right behind me. And someone actually grabbed my shoulder. I tore around and no one was there. Latest thing that's happened to my dad on this road. He had left mine at about 8 p.m. and had chained his bike to the fence opposite the road. He was just unlocking the bike chain when he heard footsteps and looked around. He said he saw a man with long shoulder-length black hair, parted in the middle, wearing biker gear, walking towards him, but he couldn't see his face. He turned back around for a moment and turned again. The man was gone, and there's literally just a fence on that side. He couldn't have disappeared into the house. The weirdest event happened to my sister. She was in our kitchen years ago and said she suddenly saw a black and white sheepdog sitting in the space between the washing machine and the cooker. She told my dad, and his face paled. There's an old tale in our family line. I'd have a black and white dog that appears when someone is about to die. My dad's mom died years ago, but she often told him about various members of our family from the 1950s that have seen this dog that disappeared and the sound of milk bottles clattering on a cobbled street. My dad's still reporting paranormal happenings in my old house, but whatever it is, I don't feel it is harmful. I believe other things come into the house, but don't stay. I've sort of acclimated to it all now and accepted it as part of my everyday life. I still get unnerved from time to time, but I try to not give it any sort of energy by giving way to fear. I like to think it's just invisible people, no different from the people we pass on the street, and we shouldn't be afraid of them. Well, I'm not so sure about angels, but for a long while now, I've been finding a lot of white feathers appearing in the oddest of places. My mom says it's an angel watching over me. I do feel a cold breeze around me a lot, and I can't explain it, but it feels like a familiar presence that I'm comfortable with. My sister is still struggling with all, as she's told me recently at night, she's felt someone sit on the bottom of her bed and heard her model animals she collects being moved around on the dresser. She doesn't want the spirits there and tells them to leave her alone. She doesn't want to know. I find myself, on the other hand, wanting to find out more and more about the other side.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.